Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thank you very much for joining us this hour. We appreciate you spending your time with us. And as a show of gratitude, we're going to start out with the big music. Here's a Kilmore that was submitted to the Shasta Piping Society Burley Bagpipe Company Composer Contest a number of years ago, and it's fitting for this time of year. Here's Stephen Knox playing his own composition, Salute to Those Who Serve. Thank you.
Seo, el an dánalach, hamé an a donation, al apu, a geistach rish a fiib, ar a radio, aig uar a fiibarach, aig sa dolamach a kkrn.org.
garden was big with spade, then there come Pummel and Doon. The Hapsel Teary, the Tapawa Gate, an old fish hake and a great muckle skate, and a lum had won the croon. Now the old wife stood on the bank, as they come whirling by. She took a good look, and then quoth she, there's mate and there's raiment, I wanted to see, and I'll hae them both if I try. So she gripped the branch of a sock, she kicked it off in her shoon, stuck out her foot, but it got in the gate, now was she gate with a great muckle skate, and a lum had won the croon. She's floated through many a mile, past cottage and village and toon. She did not have a time on top of the gate, though it seemed to grieve fine with the great muckle skate, and the lum had won the croon. A fisher was walking his deck, but the licht was piping the moon, when he saw an old biddy astride of a gate, come bobbing along on the waves with a skate, and the lum had won the croon. There's a man overboard, cried he, you'll hear so she all droon. A man on a board, it's a wife on a gate, it's lovely be makin' to share wi' a skate, and a lum had won the croon. Oh, as she nipped the death at the pole, has in a bake at her broon. I canna say that, but whatever her fate, I'll watch as you'll find it to share wi' a skate, and a lum had won the croon. There's a moral attached to my song, on greed you should aye gie the froon. When you think of the wife that was lost for the gate, the old fish hake and the great muckle skate, and the lum had won the croon.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Jack Taylor from A Boyne in Scotland, and I'm listening to The Piping Hour, streamed worldwide on kkrn.org. It's a great show, enjoy your listen.
Time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
Cha-cha-cha. That was the Blue Heron Bay Pipe Band of Lake Oswego, Oregon, with their march off My Land and a new tune at that time, Intercontinental Highland Gathering. That was a field recording from the Seattle Highland Games in 1974. We started this hour with Stephen Knox playing his own composition of Kilmore, Salute to Those Who Serve. Then Alan MacDonald introduced his 2-4, Dr. Alistair MacLaren, where he won first place at the Sterling National Mott in 1971. And we had another field recording from that same Seattle Games in 1974. It was Willie McCurlin playing his March Strass Bay and Reel in the open solo snare. Times certainly changed, but Willie made it a lot of fun. Gene Redpath sang Alum Hat Wantin' the Croon from a 1974 LP, and then a 1910 recording of a March Strass Bay and Reel played by Pipe Major William Ross. And Dr. Jack Taylor introduced McAllister's Dead Lament, a recording from 2019 when he and Patrick Millard compiled the last of the Campbell Cantrac tunes. And these manuscripts are available on the Pibroch Society website. Ed Nye played two tunes, Lieutenant Colonel Sisted's Farewell and Guelph Pipe Band. Then into Pipe Major Donald Shaw Ramsey from a recording of Strass Bays and Reels in 1963. Then Heather McKenzie played an MSR from a recording in 1964. She was a student of Seamus McNeil's at the Gallic College in Eastern Canada. Seamus McNeil was certainly a proponent of women playing in pipe bands and was well ahead of his time. That was followed by the Slow Air and Strass Bay and Reels by the Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band from a recording in 1973. That led into Callum Kennedy with a very sweet Gaelic tune, Gat Cuam Niach, from a recording in 1959. We're going to leave you this hour with the big music from a 2013 recording at the Springbank Invitational. Here's Neil Stewart with the Kilmore piece, Lament for Donald Dougal Mackay. Thank you for joining us, and until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.